W-O-R-K. Work. Today, we're going to share what our parents do for
work.
My mommy is a doctor.
My dad is a truck driver.
My mom's a teacher.
And your dad?
My dad, he's a liar.
A liar? Oh, I'm sure you don't mean a liar.
Well, he wears a suit and goes to court and talks with the judge.
Oh, I see. You mean he's a lawyer.
Hey, Fletcher, how'd it go there?
Just another victory for the wrongly accused.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Reed, great job. Said, do you want your coat back?
I'm sure you'll be needing it again.
And again.
Mr. Reed, do you have a moment?
I'm sorry, I'm very late. It's my day to be with my son.
A couple of reporters want to talk to you about your big win today.
Oh, yeah? How's my hair?
Fabulous. You look great.
I'm sure your dad just got held up in court again.
Except my arm has really been bothering me.
Oh, no, Dad.
Oh, yeah. It's becoming a claw! Nothing can stop the claw! Run, boy, run! Save yourself!
Give a claw to Mom, Dad! Give a claw to Mom!
Uh-oh. You found the claw's only weakness. Sub-zero temperatures!
So, did you have any trouble finding the place?
Okay, I'm late. I'm sorry. I ran out of gas. The gauge is broken or something.
Rough neighborhood, too. It's a good thing I was wearing neutral gang colors. Might have had to pull out my nine and buff a cap. With my mind on my money, on my money, on my mind.
Well, they would never hurt you, Fletcher. You're their lawyer.
Oh, that was below the belt. Try to keep the gloves up.
Mom, Dad's taking me to see wrestling.
Fletcher.
Audrey.
Well, why do you have to take him to see that stuff? It's very violent.
The boy must grow to be a warrior. Who better to guide him than Rick Rude and Randy Macho Man Savage in the case of death?
Good.
Jerry, how's it going?
Hey, Gipper. Look at you. You look like you grow by the minute.
Fletcher, pleasure to see you. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Wow, that was a nice image. Deleted. Oh.
I have some more boxes for you.
Oh, you're an angel.
Boxes?
Yeah. Remember, I told you a few weeks ago, Jerry's moving to Boston on Friday.
Oh, right. The job, the thing. What do you do again?
Hospital administrator.
Right, right.
Well, the boxes are in my car.
Oh, those can wait. I made this young man a promise, didn't I? Got time to throw a few?
Sure!
Come on, then.
I forgot the boyfriend was moving.
Jerry. His name is Jerry. And yes, he's moving.
I'm sorry. I hated him a lot less than your other boyfriends. Wasn't serious, was it?
Semi-serious, yes.
You guys aren't, you know...
I've been dating him for 7 months. What do you think?
Really?
I was hoping after being married to me, you'd have no more strength left.
Well, you have to remember that when we were married, I wasn't having sex nearly as often as you were.
Ouch! And the ref takes a point away.
Yeah!
Out, out, and out!
Yeah!
Well,
Max is gonna miss me.
I'll be here.
Ready? Yeah! My ball!
Max, come on. You gotta go.
Are we really going to wrestling?
Absolutely, Max Factor. We just have to stop by the office for 1 minute.
Excuse me, sir. Any spare change?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm all out.
I can't do it.
Fred, it's your duty to present the strongest case possible.
The strongest case possible, consistent with the truth.
Well, you let the judge decide what's true. That's what he gets paid for. You get paid to win.
If you insist that I take it to trial, I will represent Mrs. Cole aggressively and ethically. But Miranda, I won't lie.
Then we'll just have to find someone who will.
21st floor, menswear.
I'm a three.
Whoa, hey. Did you do something to your hair?
It's a bit extreme, isn't it?
No, I mean, that's a thing nowadays, right?
Well, he said it would accent my facial features.
Well, that's what it does. It completely accents your facial features. We're just going to go down to my office now. Hey, Fletcher. Hey, Pete. You losing a little weight?
I don't know. Maybe.
Looks and personality. Double threat guy.
Hey, Mr. Reeve.
Hey, man.
It's Randy.
Yeah, I know. Taking lunch orders, Mr. Reeve. Anything?
No, thanks. I had so much for breakfast, I'm just about ready to pop. I mean, I'm full.
Okay.
Great.
Max!
Hi, Greta.
Hey, what's new?
Well, it's my birthday tomorrow, and we're having a party and everything.
Wow! I am sure that your daddy has got you something wonderful.
Yeah?
Yeah, you bet! Listen, kiddo, why don't you go play my uncle for a minute? Sue somebody for everything they got. Maybe you can send a fax to one of your girlfriends. Hey, sorry.
Damn it!
I completely forgot.
Oh, what a surprise.
You are a saint. I should buy you a gift.
You did.
I always do the classy thing. Any calls?
Judge Rawlings' clerk. He needs your filing.
Tell him it's in the mail.
Right, she'll do it next week. Mr. McKinley phoned to confirm your meeting tomorrow.
Strep throat. No, some kind of virus. What's going around?
Asian flu.
Good one.
And your mother called.
I'm on vacation.
It's your fifth week.
Snowed in. Phones are down.
Break mother's heart. Done. No, that's it. Except Miranda's looking for you.
Ah, oh, how much ass do I have to kiss to make partner in this damn place? Tell her I broke my leg and I had to be shot.
Why don't you tell her yourself?
And then send out a notice of judgment on my win today.
I'll get right on it.
Miranda! Hey, I didn't see you. You look beautiful today. Here, I bought you a gift.
Oh, thanks. I heard about your victory. Congratulations. You know, you're making quite an impression on the partnership committee.
Oh, that's right. You folks are meeting again soon. I've just been keeping myself so busy, I haven't even thought about it. Anyway, I have a client in my office. Better not keep him waiting.
Actually, Fletcher, something rather important's just come up. You're not busy tonight, are you?
We're not going, are we?
Audrey, do you know how there are moments in life that you know are critical?
Mm-hmm.
And choices that have to be made upon which all one's future happiness will depend.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those moments.
What are you trying to say?
Will you marry me?
You're moving.
I know, I'm moving to Boston, but I want you and Max to come with me. Audrey, I've been giving this a lot of thought, and you know I'm not prone to wild, spontaneous flights of romantic fancy. But the thought of you and I together just makes too much sense to ignore. Now I'm ready, I think you're ready. I love Max, you love Max. It's right, it fits. So what do you say? Happy birthday. How old are you now? 22, 23?
I'm 5, Dad.
Okay. Return the beer keg. Cancel the dancing girls. I don't know what I'm going to do. I feel completely unprepared for this. You see, I bought you a present, but last night, I accidentally swallowed it.
Dad, it's in your belly!
Scalper.
I hope it's not partially digested. Oh, no! Cool.
What is it?
It's a surprise. All right, it's a pony. Just open it!
I'm gonna help it, right here.
Get it!
Baseball stuff!
Baseball stuff!
Cool! Can we play? I'll be Nomo. You can be Jose Canseco. Can we play that? Can we play?
Absolutely!
Yay!
Right after your party tonight, we'll do it. You and me. I just have to really concentrate on this right now. One, two, three, four, five, and one for good luck.
He struck the child. Did you see that?
Look at what Dad got me.
Whoa, great. Hey, you know what? I have my glove in the car. Maybe we can stop at the park on the way home and play catch. And then tonight we can rub oil in it and wrap a big rubber band around it. It'll be great. Hey, great gift, Dad.
Thanks, son. I'm so glad my gift could bring those two together. My plan to phase myself out is almost complete.
Something's come up, and we need to talk.
Come on, Mom, I want to go play!
And actually, it's kind of important, so maybe we could talk tonight?
Tonight?
Yes, Max's birthday party.
Oh, yeah, sure, of course. We'll talk then, great.
Maximus, I'm out of here.
Bye, Dad.
Jerry, enjoy my wife. Huh?
Well, this is good. This is really smart.
Thank you.
Only, well, it's not true. I mean, does that present a problem?
Mrs. Cole, the only problem here is that after you provided years of faithful service and loving support of raising his children, they are his.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One for sure.
After all that, your husband wants to deny you a fair share of the marital assets based on one single act of indiscretion.
Seven.
Pardon me?
Seven single acts of indiscretion.
Seven acts of indiscretion, only one of which he has any evidence of, and all of which he himself is responsible for.
Yes?
Mrs. Cole, you're the victim here. The wife of a cold, distant workaholic, starved for affection, driven into the arms of another man.
Seven.
Yeah, whatever. You're not trying to deny him what is rightfully his. All you're insisting on is what is rightfully yours.
Yeah.
And maybe a fraction more. I think you're bending over backwards.
Yeah. Well, I did offer to give him joint custody of the kids. He is, after all, a wonderful father.
And how does he repay you? By dragging you through a painful litigation process. No, 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 no! This can't happen! With all due respect, this isn't about you and Mr. Cole anymore. This is about all women. Where would Tina Turner be right now if she'd rolled over and said, "Hit me again, Ike, and put some stank on it"? Rolling on the river, that's where she'd be. But she's beyond Thunderdome because she decided to send a message. Wake up, sisters. There's no such thing as a weaker sex.
You know what? You're right, Mr. Reed. I am tired of getting kicked around.
Good for you.
Thank you. I am so grateful I have an attorney I can trust.
Oh, you are good. You are very, very good. You know, the cold case is worth a truckload of money to this firm. If you win, I guarantee you'll make partner. Oh. In fact, how would you like to make a partner right now?
Hmm? Oh, I don't know. I mean, I should... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Happy, 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 happy. I'm so happy today. I live in the USA.
So, honey, have you thought about, you know, what we talked about?
Yeah.
Great.
I can't go.
What? Well, why not?
Well, because of Max.
Oh, but he'll love it there. I'm going to take him to Fenway Park. There's hiking and camping and
well, bird... Well, really, it's Fletcher.
Fletcher? I mean, come on, honey. He wouldn't even come over unless you invited him.
Well, I know, but when he does come over, Max is so happy. I mean, it's like they have their own little world together.
Oh, the Gipper and I have that, too.
Well, I know, but it's different.
How?
Well, he does the claw.
The what?
The claw. You know, it's like this. I don't. Run for your life. It's the claw! The claw! Well, I can't really do it that good. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, they're 3,000 miles apart. They're never going to see each other. I mean, Fletcher's never going to come to Boston. Hello?
Audrey?
Fletcher! Fletcher, where are you? We're waiting for you. Max won't cut the cake until you get here.
Oh, man. Actually, something has come up. I've got this problem on a new kick. Hey!
What happened?
Nothing! I stubbed my toe on the desk. Listen, I'm really sorry, but I just can't make it. The boss is, really riding me.
Fletcher, it's his birthday.
I know. I'll make it up to him, I promise. I'll pick him up from school tomorrow, okay?
You're going to pick him up?
Yes.
All right, well, hold on a minute. I'll get him. You can say happy birthday.
No, I got to go. Goodbye. Hello.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Max. Happy birthday.
Come on, Max. It can be anything you want. Anything in the whole world. Max. Your father is sorry. He had to work.
He said he was going to be here. He promised.
I know, but he promises that he's going to see you tomorrow, okay? He's going to pick you up from school, all right? So come on, make a wish.
Only one day, Dad couldn't tell a lie.
Is it good for you?
I've had better.
Ah!
have had better.
Better.
Hi.
Hi.
New in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh. You like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Oh. Mama!
Any change, mister?
Absolutely.
Could you spare some?
Yes, I could.
Will ya?
I'll come. Because I believe you will buy booze with it. I just want to get from my car to the office without being confronted by the decay of Western society. Plus, I'm cheap. Jerk off!
You look like you're having a rough morning.
Ding, ding, ding!
What do we have for her, Johnny?
Fletcher.
Dana!
All right, Samantha. How much will it take to put an end to all this? 50% of your estate.
50%? With a prenup and proof of adultery? What's your case?
Our case is simply this.
Funny, Fletcher. You want to play hardball? I'm game.
You want to play hardball? I'm game.
What are you doing? What is wrong with you?
All rise for the Honorable Judge Marshall Stevens.
Honorable.
Good morning. Call case number BD-09395. Samantha Cole versus Richard Cole. How are we doing this morning, Counsel?
Fine, thank you.
And you, Mr. Reed?
I'm a little upset about a bad sexual episode I had last night.
Well, you're still young. It'll happen more and more. In the meantime, what do you say we get down to business? First, Mr. Reed, I see where your client...
You're running around like a continuance!
This case has already been delayed several times, Mr. Reed.
I realize that, Your Honor, but I would really, really, really like a continuance.
I'll have to hear good cause, Counsel. What's the problem?
I can't lie!
Commendable, Mr. Reed, but I'm still waiting to hear good cause. Now, do you have one or not?
Not!
Motion for continuance denied. Is there any chance of a settlement in this case?
I don't think so, Your Honor. My client has already offered Mrs. Cole $2.4 million, but Mr. Reed has made it abundantly clear that he has no desire...
Settle! Settle, 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 settle!
I do want to settle, Mr. Reed. You convinced me yesterday. I'm the victim here. I'm starved for affection. I'm driven into the arms of another man.
Seven!
Yeah, whatever. With the story you came up with, I don't think we can lose.
I want to proceed.
Mrs. Kroll,
don't understand.
Mr. Reed, do we have a settlement?
No!
No, Your Honor.
There's no settlement. Trial to commence 1:30 sharp.
Whatever takes the focus off your head.
What's up, Fletcher?
Your cholesterol!
At ease!
Yeah, me, Logan!
Hey, Fletcher!
Hey, you're not important enough to remember!
What's it gonna be, Mr. Reed?
A pot mark, eventually!
Don't ask! For God's sakes, don't ask!
All right, you can beat this. It's all a matter of willpower.
Yes. Something small. Red. Red. All right? Now focus. The color of this pen is... The color of this pen is... The color of the pen that I hold in my hand is... And I can't say it. All right.
The pen is blue. The pen is blue!
The goddamn pen is blue!
Mr. Reed, are you all right?
I gotta go home.
Home? Was the case settled?
No, I have to be in court at 1:30!
Then how are you going to go home?
I don't know. I don't know!
Okay. Mr. Reed, Reuben and Dunn called. They need to know where the Darby settlement offer stands.
I just proposed a settlement to Dick with them.
Dick with them. Got it. And your mother called. Are you still on vacation?
No.
Then you're here?
Yes.
Thank you for clearing that up, sir. And your ex-wife called. She wants to know when you're coming to pick up your son.
Oh, I'm such a shit.
Hello?
Audrey?
Fletcher. Hi. Are you still picking Max up from school today?
Here's the thing. I really can't. I had a case I was certain would settle, and it didn't, and I have to go to court this afternoon.
Right.
It's true. I really want to see Max today. How about that? I really do.
Uh-huh, but things just keep coming up at the last minute, right?
Yes, but this time it's different.
I see. And how is that?
Now I'm telling the truth.
And last night you weren't.
No.
Well, what were you doing?
Sex.
Well, I hope that it was with someone very special.
No, see, that's the thing. I don't even like her, but she's a partner, and I thought I could help my career by making her squeal.
Oh.
What's wrong with me?
I'm getting what I deserve. I'm reaping what I sow. I'm...
That's so cute. picking me up?
No, Max, he's not. I'm sorry. But I'm going to pick you up, okay? I'll work it out.
I guess my wish didn't come true.
What wish?
I wish that just one day Dad couldn't tell a lie.
Max? I have something important I want to talk to you about, okay? Hello?
Audrey! Let me explain. Something has happened to me.
Well, something else is about to happen to you, Fletcher. Max and I are moving to Boston.
What?
Jerry has asked me to marry him, and Max and I are going with him this weekend to look at some houses.
I thought it was semi-serious.
Yeah, well, it's just been given a violent shove into serious.
You can't move to Boston. I'll never see Max.
Well, then you'll have pretty much the same relationship you have with him now, won't you?
Where are you?
I'm going home.
When you get there, just stay there. I'm coming over. We have to talk.
Fletcher.
I'll be right there.
Fletcher.
Holy hell!
You can run, but you can't hide.
I pulled you over.
Depends on how long you were following me.
Why don't we just take it from the top?
Here goes. I sped. I followed too closely. I ran a stop sign. I almost hit a Chevy. I sped some more. I failed to yield at a crosswalk. I changed lanes in the intersection. I changed lanes without signaling while running a red light and speeding.
Is that all?
No.
I have unpaid parking tickets. Be gentle.
Audrey, wait! Wait, Audrey. Oh, hold on. Wait.
I just had an insight into myself. I'm crazy. You call me up and say, wait right there. I'll be right over. And here's the crazy part. I actually wait.
I can explain this, though.
I have missed a department meeting. I have... Did you come here in a cab?
Yes.
Where's your car?
Thank you. I can't tell you how much this means to me.
I can. $1,654.11.
How do you sleep at night?
I'm taking this.
Scratch my car!
Where?
Right there!
Oh, there. That's already there.
You! You liar! You know what I'm gonna do about this?
What?
Nothing! Because if I take you to small claims court, it'll just drain 8 hours out of my life, and you probably won't show up. And if I finally got the judgment, you'd just stiff me anyway. So what I'm gonna do is piss and moan like an impotent jerk, and then bend over and take it up the tailpipe!
You've been here before, haven't you?
Well, I can't remember when I've had more fun, but if you'll excuse me, I have a class.
Are you marrying this guy because you're mad at me?
No, I divorced you because I was mad at you.
Aubrey, wait, I want to talk about this.
Well, what do you want to say?
Is this guy right for you? I mean, he's just so... not me!
Yes, that's one of his best qualities.
Yeah, but he's kind of... I'm sorry.
You're wrong. I mean, sometimes, maybe, yes, he is a little bit...
Magoo!
Yes, but
since we've been going out. Oh,
my God, I'm not having this conversation with
Aubrey, you. Aubrey, you can't go. This is not fair.
Fair? Oh, okay. Let's define fair, shall we? Last night, a 5-year-old boy was crushed because his father lied to him about coming to his birthday party. Fair?
Last night?
Was none of my business. None of my business. 2 years ago, it was my business. But see, I don't have to care about that anymore. I don't care. That's the magic of divorce. But it matters to Max. Everything you do matters to Max, and everything you don't do.
All right, now let me tell you something. I'm a bad father. I mean... I'm a bad father.
You're not a bad father. When you show up.
What if I come over right after court lets out and play ball with Max? Then you and I can sit down and talk before you make any rash decisions.
No, we are leaving tonight.
Please, Audrey, give me one more chance. I'm throwing myself on the mercy of the court. I lost you. But please, don't make me lose Max, too. Give me a chance to be the father I started out to be.
You're really coming?
This is ironclad. This is the mother of all promises. What time?
Okay. 6.
10 to 6.
All right. All right. But if I tell Max that you're coming and you don't show up, I have to see that look on his face, that heartbreaking look. We're going to Boston.
If I don't show up, I'll pack you myself. I will lovingly wrap your knickknacks with bubble paper.
I hope so. Do you know what your son was doing at 8:15 last night? He was making a birthday wish that for just one day, his father couldn't tell a lie.
Oh my God, that's it!
I do not like them, Sam I Am. I do not like green eggs and ham. Would you like them here or there?
Excuse me. Hi. I'm Max's bad father. I'm his father.
Yay!
Could I borrow him for just 1 second? Monster Max!
Godzilla, you think play catch?
I'd like to, but I can't right now. Max, I gotta talk to you. Your mommy told me about that wish you made last night. It came true, Max.
Really? You mean you have to tell the truth?
Yes!
No matter what?
No matter what!
Is this thing real?
In the Olympics, yes. On Channel 23, no.
Will sitting too close to the TV set make me go blind?
Not in a million years.
If I keep making this face, will it get stuck that way?
Uh-uh. In fact, some people make a good living that way. Now listen, Max. You gotta do something for me. I need you to take back that wish.
So you can lie?
Yes. But not to you. You see, Max, sometimes... grown-ups need to lie. It's hard to explain, but if... Look, here's a good example. When your mommy was pregnant with you, she gained a good 40 pounds. There was nothing she wouldn't eat, and Daddy was scared. But when she'd ask me how do I look, I'd say, honey, you look great. You're beautiful. You're glowing. If I'd have told Mommy she looked like a cow, it would have hurt her feelings. Understand?
My teacher tells me real beauty's on the inside.
That's just something ugly people say. Max, no one can survive in the adult world if they have to stick to the truth. I could lose my case, I could lose my promotion, I could even lose my job. Now, I need your help, Max, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now do whatever you did last night. Only this time, make it an unwish.
I did it.
Excellent! Now I just need a little test.
Did it work?
Not like I'd hoped. Did you unwish it?
Only...
What? Only what?
Yesterday, when I wished it, I really meant it.
This time, when I unwished it, I only did it because you told me to.
All right. You do it again, and this time, mean it.
But I can't.
Why not?
I don't want you to lie.
I explained this. I have to lie. Everybody lies. Mommy lies. Even the wonderful Jerry lies.
But you're the only one that makes me feel bad.
Max, recess is over. Come on in.
Mom says we're moving to Boston.
That isn't for sure yet. She promised we'd talk about it when I come over tonight. I am coming. You believe me, don't you, Max? I'll see you later, buddy.
Yo, Fletcher, how's it going?
Sure, tripled and always to the left.
Boss, busted skull. He knocked over another ATM, this time at knife point. He needs your legal advice.
Stop breaking the law, asshole!
Boss, are you all right?
My son hates me.
Max loves you. I've seen you together. You're his hero.
Oh, yeah?
Last night at his birthday party, he made a wish that I wouldn't be able to lie for one whole day.
Kids.
It came true.
What?
Max's wish. It came true.
Maybe you should just take a few days off.
Greta, didn't it seem weird to you that I kept telling the truth all morning?
Yeah, but... What are you saying, that you are incapable of lying?
That's right! I am incapable of lying!
Just for today?
Apparently, till 8:15 tonight. It's one of those 24-hour curses.
Yeah, those are going around.
You don't believe me, do you?
Of course not.
How ironic. Okay, ask me something you think I would normally lie about.
All right. Remember a couple of months ago when I wanted a raise?
Forget it. I don't want to do this.
And the company wouldn't give me one.
You
would give it to me out of your own pocket. And you said the company would not allow it because it would create jealousy among the other secretaries. Now, was that true or did you just not want to pony up the dough?
Greta, please. Hello, Judge Stevens, hi. Fletcher Reed, I'm scheduled to be in your court in half an hour. Judge Stevens, I badly, badly need a continuance. Ill? Am I ill? That is the perfect question for you to ask. Greta, please lie home for me.
I remember when you brought me this antique silver frame from Tiffany's. Tiffany's.
Grosshill, 650 marked down from 10.
I'll give you the raise.
Here's your raise.
Hi, Judge Stevens. Yes, I know I haven't given you an answer yet, but illness could mean so many things. Can you hold? Hello? Mom! Hi! I wasn't really on vacation because I didn't want to talk to you. I guess you insist on talking to me about Dad's bowel movement, size, color, frequency. I'll call you later. Oh, damn it. I cut off the judge! Greta, don't leave! I'm on my knees in a $900 suit!
Mr. Reed, several years ago, a friend of mine had a burglar on her roof. A burglar. He fell through the kitchen skylight, landed on a cutting board on a butcher's knife, cutting his leg. The burglar sued my friend. He sued my friend, and because of guys like you, he won. My friend had to pay the burglar $6,000. Is that justice?
No. I'd have got him 10.
Goodbye, Mr. Reed.
No, wait, I didn't understand the question. Ask me again.
Have a nice day in court.
Greta!
Hi.
God in heaven!
nice to see you too, Fletcher. Are you busy?
Extremely.
Good. Would you follow me, please? Did you know that the partnership committee is being headed up by Mr. Allen himself?
Mm-hmm.
You used to work directly for Mr. Allen, didn't you?
Yeah.
Tell me, what do you think of him?
He's a pedantic, pontificating, pretentious bastard, a belligerent old fart to work with, steaming pile of cow dung, figuratively speaking.
Really? How delightful. This way.
Pardon me for interrupting your meeting. Mr. Allen, you remember Fletcher Reed?
Oh, yes, yes. Nice to see you again, Fletcher. By the way, I'll be observing you in court this afternoon. I've been hearing some good things about you.
Well, Fletcher has just been telling me how much he thinks of you. Well, why don't you tell Mr. Allen? Well, what do you think of him?
He's a pedantic, pontificating, pretentious bastard. A belligerent old fart, a worthless, steaming pile of cow dung. Figuratively speaking. That's the funniest damn thing I've ever heard. You're a real scar, Reed. I love a good roast. You, Simmons.
Simmons is old. He should have been out of the game years ago, but he can't stay home because he hates his wife. You've met her at the Christmas parties. She's the one that gets plastered and calls him a retard. And you, Tom, you're the biggest brown nose I've ever seen. You've got your head so far up Mr. Allen's ass, I can't tell where you end and he begins. You have bad breath caused by gingivitis. You couldn't get a porn star off. Your hairpiece looks like something that was killed crossing the highway. I don't know whether to comb it or scrape it out with a shovel and bury it alive. Loser! Idiot!
Third District Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Marshall Stevens presiding.
Afternoon, counselors. Are we ready to begin?
No, sir! We are not ready to begin because my client has not arrived!
Hurry up! Move it, move it!
Here she comes to wreck the day!
History!
Sorry, Your Honor.
Come here, go, go, go. And Lupe, you keep those kids quiet. I'm not even close to kidding. Sorry. Billy threw up in the car.
You brought your kids to your divorce?
Sympathy.
Well, it's working. I feel sorry for them already.
Ms. Appleton, you may begin.
From March 6 through June 12, I surveilled Mrs. Cole at the behest of Mr. Cole. During that period, I noted that Mr. Cole left each day between 7:40 and 7:50. Thereafter, Mrs. Cole would frequently have a male visitor arrive and stay from 1 to 4 hours. I was able to take several photographs of the male visitor.
I see. Do you know what Mrs. Cole and her male visitor did during these frequent visits?
Well, they were pretty good about keeping the shades drawn, but I was able to make a recording of one such session.
Your Honor, as you are aware, under the terms of the prenuptial agreement, if Mrs. Coe commits adultery, she is entitled to nothing. With your permission, we'd like to play the following tape recording.
The male voice on that tape is not Mr. Coe himself.
You're such a better lover than my husband. Oh, my God.
Your Honor, I object.
And why is that, Mr. Reed?
Because it's devastating to my case.
Overruled.
Good call.
I gotta go. I still have to click your pool.
You're a witness.
Well, Mr. Reed, you may proceed.
I've heard that if you hold it, you can damage the prostate gland, making it very difficult to get an erection or even become aroused.
Is that true?
It has to be.
Well, in that case, I better take a little break myself. But you get back here immediately so we can finish this.
How am I going to get out of this? Think. Owie!
In the bathroom, Your Honor. Somebody beat the hell out of him.
Who did this?
A madman, Your Honor! A desperate fool at the end of his pitiful rope!
What did he look like?
About 6'2", 180 pounds, big teeth, kind of gangly.
Bailiff, have the deputy search the building.
Yes, sir.
Order! Order! Under the circumstances, I have no choice but to recess this case until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Unless, of course, you feel you can still proceed. Can you?
Yes! I
can't. I admire your courage, Mr. Reed. We'll take a short recess so that you can compose yourself, and then we'll get started.
Max. How's it going?
Great. You know Paul and Emmanuel from across the street?
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Well, they never want to play baseball with me, but I told them I'm playing tonight with my dad. So now they want to play with us. Is that okay?
Sure. The more the merrier.
Cool. Do you want to be Jose Canseco?
Oh, yeah. Who else is going to hit that famous Nomo slider?
It's great.
I gotta go now, Max. I'll see you in a couple hours, okay? All right, bye.
Bye, Dad. He's really coming! He's really coming! I'm gonna go change!
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah!
Mr. Reed.
This is my lawyer. He's a little unorthodox to get used to.
Mr. Reed, you remember Kenneth Fogg, the man from the tape?
How could I forget?
Hey, how you doing?
I've slipped into the seventh circle of hell.
Thank you.
You?
Shall we be going over a testimony right now?
Basically, the plan is I walk you through the tape. Step by step, I ask you questions.
Right, and we give you the explanation you came up with.
Exactly.
So all we gotta do is lie. That sounds simple enough.
Doesn't it? Then I'll finish up with a dramatic series of questions. Something like... Mr. Falk, isn't it true that you and Mrs. Cole have never made a la 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 la.
You may proceed, Mr. Reed.
Respondent calls. Kenneth Falk.
Raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do!
I do.
Mr. Falk! Do you know my client, Samantha Cole?
Yes.
True that your relationship with my client is entirely platonic? I object, Your Honor!
To yourself?
Yeah. But I would like to rephrase the question. Mr. Falk, would I be accurate if I described your relationship with Mrs. Cole as totally professional? I object, Your Honor, and I move to strike!
Mr. Reed, I don't know what you're on, but you better get to the point and quick.
Thank you, sir. Is your relationship with my client entirely platonic? Not! Is not your relationship with my client point? Dead baby, dead baby. Did you ever not make love? Did you?
Mr. Reed!
You had sex with her every time you met, didn't you? Didn't you? Liar!
He's badgering the witness.
It's his witness.
You slammed her, you dumped her donuts, you gave her dog a sausage. You stuffed her like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh! All right, it's true, okay? I hooked her brains up. There, now you happy?
No questions.
You may step down. Do I dare ask you to call your next witness?
I have no further witnesses, Your Honor.
What are you doing? Call me.
You do not understand. I can't lie. I can't do anything dishonest. It's a 8:15 tonight.
Listen, you bastard. I want my money. I am not going to end up a 31-year-old divorcee on welfare because my scumbag attorney had a sudden attack of conscience.
Oh, you want?
Mr. Reed has no further witnesses, then I have no choice but to rule in favor of...
Your Honor! I call Samantha Cole to the stand.
Order. Order! Order!
Knock it off!
Sit down! Mr. Reed, it is out of sheer morbid curiosity I'm allowing this freak show to continue. Mrs. Cole, if you dare.
Mrs. Cole, is this a copy of your driver's license?
Yes.
It says here you're a blonde, are you? If you don't remember, perhaps Mr. Falk will.
Brunette.
We can play the tape again. Maybe it's on there.
I'm a brunette.
Thank you. Now, let's see. Weight 105? Yeah, in your bra.
Your Honor, I object.
You would.
Bastard.
Hey!
Quiet. Overruled. Weight.
118. All right, fine. I'm 127.
Uh-huh. And it says here you were born in 1964, but that's not true either, is it? Is it?
No.
Can you tell me what it says here on your birth certificate under date of birth?
Your Honor, I object. What does this have to do with anything?
Overruled. Mrs. Cole, answer the question.
1965.
Now, let me get this straight. That would mean that you lied about your age to make yourself older. But why would any woman want to do that?
I changed it so I could get married.
And the truth shall set you free! My client lied about her age. She was only 17 when she got married, which makes her a minor. And in the great state of California, no minor can enter into any legal contract without parental consent, including...
prenuptial agreements.
Prenuptial agreements! This contract is void. The fact that my client has been ridden more than Seattle Slough is irrelevant. Standard community property applies, and she is entitled to half of the marital assets, or $11.395 million. Jordan pays back. Swoosh! And that's the game! Nothing further, Your Honor.
Order! In light of this new evidence, the court must rule in favor of Mrs. Cole. She is hereby awarded half the marital assets.
Ah! This son of a bitch pulled it off! I didn't know she was underage.
Doesn't matter, the contract's void.
Order! Order! I understand both parties have agreed to joint custody, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes!
No! I'm contesting custody.
What?
If I get sole custody of the kids, that's another 10 grand in child support payments.
You just won $11 million!
Hey, I'm the victim here, you said it yourself. Now I'm gonna hit him where it hurts.
But you said he was a good father.
So?
Well, Mr. Reed, do we have an agreement on custody or not?
No.
I see. In that case, there will be a custody hearing on the 19th at 9 a.m. Court is adjourned.
Come on, let's go.
All right, don't you worry. Promise we'll be together whatever I have to do. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh, for God's sake, will you give me those? They're mine. Let go of Daddy. Let go of him. Let go of Daddy. We're leaving now. Lupe, come on. Don't you have some chance to write? You haven't paid for this yet.
I love children. They give you so much leverage in a case like this. You did an incredible job, partner. Look at him. He's stunned. He can't believe it.
Your Honor! May I please approach the bench?
We're adjourned, Mr. Reed.
Your Honor, I think we've made a big mistake.
Mr. Reed, I'm tired and very cranky.
I know, but this is just wrong, isn't it? I manipulated the system. Just because you bought it doesn't mean I'm right. It's a technicality.
Young man, having my judgment mocked in my own court is not something I'm prepared to tolerate.
Well, maybe you can tell that to the kids when they're adopted. By the Manson family!
One more word out of you, Mr. Reed, and I'll hold you in contempt.
I hold myself in contempt! Why should you be any different?
Better take him away.
This man is a good father, and children are not leverage. Oh, no, don't do that! I have a date to play ball with my son. I can't be late. My life is a trap! I'm a wicked psycho! I'm a forsaken psycho!
Phone call! Phone call! I get a phone call! I got a phone call! I get a phone call!
Hello?
Audrey, it's me. For the love of God, don't hang up.
I can't talk to you right now. Our flight leaves at 8 o'clock.
What?
I am taking Max someplace where you can't do this to him anymore.
Audrey, wait. The most amazing thing is happening to me. I swear I'm a changed man. Just come to the courthouse with $1,000 and bail me out. Hello? Hello?
Time's up now.
No, just one more call.
Okay, let's go.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Can you get the door, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Reed? You made bail.
Greta! Oh, thank God!
Am I too late? Have you been sexually molested yet? Because I could circle the block.
How did you know I was here?
One of the other secretaries called me at home. Said you went all noble in front of Mr. Allen.
Yeah, I think I'm fired. Isn't that great? Maybe I'll start my own firm. Do you need a job?
I don't think you can afford me.
Oh, man, I gotta get my car. Audrey's on her way to the airport. I'm gonna lose Max forever. I can't let that happen. I love him! You know, this truth stuff is pretty cool. I love my son! I love my son! I love my son! I love my son! Hey, need some change? Take everything! But it's not gonna make you happy! I love my son! Just in time. Oh, this is the happiest moment of my entire life.
Oh. Well, meet mine. Well, ours. Also.
Hey, Gipper. I have something for you, young man. Ooh, watch yourself. It's the claw. Ooh, the claw's coming at you. Ooh, you're scared of the claw. You're scared of the claw. Ooh.
Jerry. Jerry.
Huh?
It's okay. You don't have to.
Oh, that's us.
Yeah.
Ready to go?
Yeah. You ready? Okay.
Great. From. It's an emergency!
Gate number 123, but you'll never make it. Flight's already boarded. It takes more than a half hour to get through security. If you want to go to Boston, there's another flight leaving tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Flight number 123.
a Ford Flat 1611 from Los Angeles to Boston's Logan Airport. We'll be departing shortly. If you need help in storing your carry-on items...
Honey, can I help you
with those? I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Terry, I can open the bag.
Would you like anything to drink before takeoff?
Yes, anything with alcohol, please.
Audrey.
Now, if you will focus on the screen ahead of you, we will be running the safety video.
How about that drink?
Chemistry? Whatever it is, we can work on it.
No.
Oh, my God, it's Fletcher.
No, this has nothing to do with Fletcher.
It's Fletcher.
Dad?
I made it! I flaked and I made it!
What is he doing?
He came to see us off. Wait.
I won't let you go! 419, this is Tower 1511 Heavy, ready for takeoff.
What was that?
Like a shoe.
All over! All this thing over!
Control 19, some idiot has hijacked a flight of stairs. We're going to stop this plane.
19, control, we got it.
Matt, you stay here with Jerry, and I'll be right back, okay?
Audrey!
Fletcher!
Great news! Both my legs are broken, so they can't take me right to jail.
Fletcher, what were you doing? Are you out of your mind?
No. I'm thinking clear. I've never been this close.
Dad?
Great. He was getting kind of upset.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
I'm hurting here, though. I'm a dope, Max. All this time you've been here, and I could see you anytime I felt like it, but I didn't. And your mom told me you were moving to Boston, and I started thinking I could be sitting around sometime and want to look at you and hold you and play with you. And I want to be able to. I don't think I'm going to do too well with that. I love you more than anything else in the world, Max. And you know it's true. I couldn't say it if it wasn't true. Not today. I love you. And I'll never hurt you again.
He's telling the truth, Mom. He's not allowed to lie. I made a wish, and anything Dad says today has to be the truth.
Max! It's 8:45. You made the wish at 8:15. I've been able to lie for the last half hour.
So you have?
No, it was the truth. I just wanted to be honest with you. I always want to be honest with you.
Mom, do we have to go to Boston?
No, Max. You don't have to go. I, on the other hand, do have to. The hospital will run. That's an open-ended ticket if you ever change your mind.
Thank you.
Looks like he's got his father back.
Maximus, happy birthday to you.
Okay, Max, make a wish.
Wait. I don't know if we should do this.
Oh, Fletcher, come on. What are the odds of that happening again?
Yeah, guess you're right. Okay, Max, go ahead.
Mom? Dad?
Max? Did you wish for your mom and I to get back together again?
No, I was rollerblading.
Do you want a cupcake? Dad?
I'd love to. Mm. But I have this horrible pain in my arm.
Oh, no, it's the clock!
No one can stop the clock! No one can stop it!
If I was a boxer, I would bounce those things like Sugar Ray Leonard.
I'm sorry.
Brought your kids to your divorce?
Sympathy.
But it's working! I feel sorry for them already. For this, you will pay a terrible price. But it's working! I feel sorry for them already! Mrs. Cole,
prenuptial agreement.
No! I'd have gotten 10.
Goodbye, Mr. Reed.
No, wait! I didn't understand. Now let's see. Weight 105? Yeah, in your bra.
Your Honor, I object.
You would.
Overactor.
Shut up!